she leaves. Hey, Love Bizarre. Hey, this is Soul, the Soul 70 show is coming up, in just a few short minutes. Just stay tuned. We're going to bring it to you. But anyway, just want to give you a little idea what's going on here on The Buzz. And hey, we're ending out the year. And, there's a lot of exciting things coming up. You have the Soul 70 show coming up, obviously, but, in the, 2018, some brand new shows. We have, VT, that is Voice Tips here on The Buzz. Hey, if you want to learn how to sing, just tune into The Buzz. There's more announcements coming here. I'm serious about this. It doesn't matter, young or old, anywhere across the globe, you can learn how to sing just by listening to The Buzz here. That is Studio W, that Buzz. If you want to drop us a line, do that. studiow.buzz@gmail.com. That's studiow.buzz@gmail.com. Hey, got another selection for you. Morris Day, The Bird. Come on, let's do this thing. Coming up, the Soul 70 Show at the top of the hour. Download IMG2, IMG, the number 2, or you can go directly to our website, which is www.studiow.buzz. What time is that? I got 10 seconds to get to the dance floor.
You don't need
Wow. Morris Day in the Time. As a matter of fact, I saw him do that live on stage one time. Anyway, welcome to Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. Tell your friends you have time. This is the wildly insane yet entertaining and brilliant Soul Savvy Show with your hosts, EB and Q Lynn Green. EB. EB, what's going on, my friend?
Man, I'm relaxing. I'm trying to wind down.
Well, we call it on the West Coast, we call it chillaxing out here.
Oh, and chillaxing, okay.
Chillaxing, brother. Hey, Q Lynn.
Yeah, Will, what's going on?
Hey, you know what's going on. It's the Buzz, baby, and the Soul Savvy Show. Been waiting for this. It's almost an end of the year. Can you believe it?
Right. It went by fast.
Way too fast. Well, the Soul Savvy Show is ever popular, and I wait all week for the Soul Savvy Show because I don't know what insanity is going to come out of this show.
Right, exactly. You got that. What'd you say you played? You said you played Morris Day first?
No, it was Sheila E. first.
Oh, yeah, Sheila E. and then Morris Day.
Then Morris Day. Yes, absolutely.
Right. That's the jam. We gotta give it up to a legend. I was like, we was gonna make the show just about like two artists, but I was like, nah, cause it was like too many people's birthdays. There's some more to talk about, when we go in later in the show, but was you gonna play the D'Angelo joint real quick?
Well, I tell you what, why don't you talk a little bit and I'll pull it up with D'Angelo. Let's do that one. We'll come up here just in a short while. Hey, why don't you, just talk a little bit about the Soul Savvy Show and what's been happening here and what's coming up, and we'll pull it right up.
Okay, I guess I ask EB what he's been doing. I know I found a little information, last week. Tell him about, if y'all didn't know, Essence had, pulled up, EB's tweets, that he did. He did like a little, appreciation, post to Daphne Maxwell. Right. And, he gave a little tribute to the Aunt Viv, the second Aunt Viv. I like saying light skin Aunt Viv because that's a little weird, but tell them about, that, like the whole, like what's happened in the past 2 weeks. Is I know, you had, I heard something about, the coordinators for that, was it the university pulled your tweets? I mean, they used your tweets to find information on her?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was happening, but, actually she, sent me a message and hit me up and thanked me for, the thread I did on her. And, the next thing I know, I found out that apparently the tweets, and the Essence, it sparked something with the university and, this production group in Chicago, and they actually, were doing like a story on her, like a mini documentary. So, they're working on it now. It should be almost done, but I thought that was amazing because, you know, she's one of those people who has been working for so long and doing so much, and we don't know, like, the half of it, so I was happy about that.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's crazy. I was I think I saw it on your timeline. I was looking at it, and I was like, yo, that's pretty cool. I was like, EB,
yeah,
right here, but we're gonna get into that.
EB,
a little later, we get into the update.
Is EB a celebrity? I think we ought to give it up to him. What do you think?
Right, exactly. I knew he was about to bring it out. But right now,
I love it.
Since we on, Pino Grigio will, you know, wanted to do his thing and, you know, put me, kind of discombobulate me a little bit because I wouldn't thought he was going to hit us with the, you know, that's all right. That's cool. You know, get his little Pino Grigio. We going to conduct this when we get through there. We'll keep going, but, right now I'm going to introduce, we have a special guest on. He's a singer. He's a local Oklahoma City artist. And, I'm just really just intrigued by all the different talents that I've been kind of stumbled upon in Oklahoma City, and it's mostly through the social media scene, and then it's like a kind of a domino effect. So I just want y'all to give it up right now. This guy, I've heard, I haven't heard him live yet. I think that needs to be a planned trip that I need to make. I'm about to break. Yeah. He's going to make me break my non-driving policies to Oklahoma, traveling on the interstate. His voice is incredible. So I think I might break that non-driving rule just for him. But y'all give it up. For Too high. Too high. Yeah, we got these automated claps going for you. We got that in the budget now. So we got it just for you. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. A little under the weather, but I'm okay, man, fighting through it and just trying to keep myself healthy. That's all.
Man,
how's everybody?
You had
great.
A show last, was it from the show from last night? I know you did a live show at Ice Event Center. Ice Event Center is becoming a popping spot in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we started doing live music Thursday nights just a year ago, and seeing where it's grown from then to now, it's been like one heck of a ride, man, and I've enjoyed it, and I love the support the city gives to the live music scene out here right now, and, you know, it's been fun. It's been a nice little ride, man.
Yeah, I want to start this off. I want to go back. I like just tracking singers' history, so I want to go back to your upbringing. What was it musically you were inspired by? What was it your first introduction into music where you were like, I guess just your interest started with music?
Well, I come from a big family, and everybody in my family sings. It was... And I have a lot of women in my family, so I got blessed. All the women in my family sing, none are really the males sing, and I got blessed with it. So, you know, my mom, she always instilled in us, you know, if you're going to church, you're going to get in the choir. So from there, that's where, and you know, it's just, I love singing, and it's what I love to do, and I love when I'm able to get on stage and deliver these songs to the crowd and to see how they respond to it. So my mom was one of my biggest influences and all of my aunties. So yeah. And it was either you sing or you're going to get your behind to them. So I figured I'll sing. So yeah,
right.
that's how I got started.
And, what age was it for you that you knew that you could sing? Like you knew like that's, or I guess I should say, like, I guess the typical answer would be, like, did you grow up singing in church?
Oh, yeah.
Did that help?
From the age of six on, I can actually remember one of the first songs that my mom made me sing, and the song was called Jesus Is Mine. And, you know, I knew then, but, you know, of course, I had to do a little bit more growing. And so as the years went on, I sung in a little singing group that my aunt had developed with me and a few of my younger aunties. And, you know, we did that for a while until we all were grown. And, you know, we got older, we all went our separate ways. And I've always been into the gospel scene, but I always loved music. So it wasn't just gospel with me. I would always sneak off and listen to a little R&B or some jazz or some pop or something. So, you know, just sneaking away from the family. And that's where I got my love for doing R&B music, and because I thought it was just going to be gospel. But once I started listening to venturing out to different genres of music, and I knew then that this was what I wanted to do. And so, you know, yeah, so here we go.
Right. I want to know, again, like what source of inspiration did, a specific, if it's a specific artist or group that influenced you, who would you say it would be?
One of my favorite band all time. I'm an Earth, Wind & Fire fan, but I am a Mint Condition fan to heart. And they're that is my favorite band. And, you know, just hearing their Pretty Brown Eyes or their You Send Me Swinging or What Kind of Man and that was like, okay, yeah, that's me. And also, one of my favorite male artists, Marvin Gaye. You know, so you can't go wrong with Marvin Gaye. And, you know, I try to always, all the artists that I listen to, I try to add a little piece of them with what I do on top of my style. So, you know, those were some of my big influences. Marvin Gaye, Mint Condition. I can name so many, but those two, they stick out to me.
Nice. And I wanted to know, I think, what's your musical taste span from?
Say it again?
What's your musical taste span from?
Okay, I do all types of music, mostly soulful R&B music, but it depends on the venues that I perform at down here. So I do a lot of different venues. So I, you know, sometimes have to venture out and, you know, do other songs, do other cover songs. And so, you know, it's not just, I'm not just a one trick pony. So, you know, I can do this and I can do that and I can do this and I can do that. So that's the genre, that's the, you know, how we do it.
And I was gonna ask a couple more and then throw it to my co-host. I was gonna ask, I guess, in terms of your musicality growth, do you feel as though as a singer, do you still think you have more growing to do, or have you like settled in like this is the kind of artist I want to be, this kind of singer I want to be, and this is the vision in terms of doing a project, like whether if it's an EP or a full length album, like have you figured out that direction you want to go musically, or are you still developing it, like doing like a local spot and trying to hone that skill? Have you figured that out yet, like how to package that into doing an album, or you know?
It's funny that you're asking me that, because while we're talking now, we're actually, you know, recording a EP that's scheduled to come out 2018, and the EP is called The Start of Something Blue. And I have a song that's surfaced a little bit, and I actually threw it out there just to be doing something, just to see the response. And I've been performing it on different shows, and the song is called Good Day. And actually the song Good Day, me and my wife actually sat down and we wrote this song, and we've been getting a lot of positive feedback from this this song. And like I said, The Start of Something Blue is coming 2018. I'm really excited about that. Had my sister, who's actually helping me co-write this album, man, and it's like, it's really been a blessing just, you know, putting this project together. And as far as am I still growing? Yeah, I feel like there's room for improvement all the time. So, you know, I can't just get stuck, you know, feeling like, oh, I feel like I'm here and I feel like, you know, I've reached my pinnacle. No, because I feel like, you know, there's room to improve in every aspect of what it is that I do. And I don't want to ever just get stuck and I feel like, you know, oh, this is it. This is, no. So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. There's always room for improvement.
Evie, you can go ahead.
Huh?
I said, Evie, you can go.
My bad. I heard you say that you wrote a song with your wife and your sister's helping you write your EP. What's the writing process like for you? Like, when you go into the studio, do you have an idea of the subject matter, or do you first get the track and then come up with the lyrics?
A lot of the times, I normally, you know, I'll listen to a track, and with like me here with my sister here lately, and it's been, you know, crazy, and you know, I'll send her a track and be like, hey, you know, can you catch something from it? And she'll be like, okay, well, give me an hour or two or whatever, and I'll send it back to you. And, you know, we sit, and she knows me, and she's been writing for me for the last couple of years, and it's like, it hasn't been a miss with her, and every time she writes something, it's just like, it seems like it's something that I'm going through at that time or how I'm feeling. And so it's just like, you know, it's a good mesh. And so, you know, she has not missed with a track that I plan on putting on this EP. And man, I think when this EP drops, everybody will be very, very impressed with it, man. So yeah.
And how long is the EP?
It's going to be a five track, EP with a, and I'm gonna throw a bonus track. There was a track that this year I wrote for me, and we had went through just listening through tracks, and it came up. It was a song called Perfect, and you know, we're just gonna throw it out there and see how it goes. It's a good song, and you know, so just gonna see how it goes, and hopefully, you know, like it leads to something bigger.
I'm sure it will. Is there anyone else featured on the EP, or is just you?
Right now, it's just me, and but you know, I'm always open to work with different artists, and it's so much talent here in Oklahoma City, and like, man, I could start from A and go to Z with all the talent out here. So, but at the moment, I'm just featuring myself on this album. Oklahoma City has actually been waiting on this for so long, and I've really had the opportunity to, you know, just sit and, you know, get myself together now. You know, just, you know, getting older, wiser, and, you know, just knowing what the prize is. So that's where we trying to go.
Nice.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, like, we like to shake it up on this show. I'm about to get you to with my heathen questions in just a second.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, it's like I'm trying to – this is our last show, so I'm really proud of that. We've had so many great, talented Oklahoma City, and I'm specific with that because I feel like I'm still – I haven't lived in Oklahoma City in 3 years. I used to live there 3 years
ago.
You
need to come on back here.
Without. Right, exactly. That's crazy.
You
need
to come on back here and catch all this talent, man.
No, seriously, like 2 years ago, I was sort of doing this website, and so I've been doing a lot of interviews, and so one of the interviews I did was with Bilal, and that's when I found out about the Ice Event Center when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to interview him there, and I interviewed him there. And then I was like, what's going on? I didn't realize it was like a whole scene here. Cause when I was up there, I was just playing in church. Like I would just do like little, you know, get paid to play in church and stuff. I don't call it church gig. I don't like calling it church gigs. That's weird, but I was just there. So I didn't even know it was like an underground spot like that. So yeah, I feel like it's a lot of, like you said, a lot of great talent in Oklahoma City. Like I said, we had, Adam and Kizzy, we had them on a couple weeks ago. We had Cookie Turner. You know, I know she's an LA transplant now, but yeah, and I feel like it's a lot of great, like, singers there. We're gonna get right to it, cause we're gonna go to break in just a second. We're gonna play with the What's Wrong With You game with you. We're gonna get into this our heathen side of the portion of the show. So, I got this thing on here. I've done it with almost every musician and singer that's been on the show this year. Of, you know, talk about it's just like this underlining musician versus singer beef going on in the thing, and nobody wants to address it. And so I want to play the mediator. I want to play the sort of the journalist / therapist and try to, you know, stir it up a little bit, because I feel like we got to rip the Band-Aid off and get to the root of the issue. So I feel like it's a real beef going on with musician versus singer. So I want to ask you, what is it that musicians do in rehearsal or during a gig that's a pet peeve of yours, or that just keeps on your mind? We go there on this show. You ain't got to call nobody out by name. If you want to do that, if you want to have therapy and do that, you can do that. But I'm just saying in general, nobody specifically.
Here's a very big pet peeve for me with musicians, and I'm not saying that it's all musicians, because it's not. But if we send you a song to learn, if we put a song list together for a specific show and, you know, the show comes up, I expect everybody to know it, you know, especially when we're going through rehearsals. That's what rehearsal is for. You know, me coming up in church and the way that my family brought us up, like, rehearsal, when you come to rehearsal, you're supposed to know the song. Not come to rehearsal and rehearse the song or whatever. You should know the song when you get to rehearsal. And it's so crazy because I play with a few bands in the city, and like I've had that problem, and it's no salt, no shade though, no salt though, because I love all my musicians out here. But it is a pet peeve for me when I hear you on stage the day of the show and you fumbling over these keys trying to figure out, oh, is this right? Is this right here? No, you should know that already. You should have known that a week ago, 2 weeks ago when we was rehearsing this. So that's one of my biggest pet peeves is, you know your music, know your stuff when you get on stage. I should, and that goes for the singers also, because some singers, and I will be the first one to admit, because I've done it before, I hate when some artists get on stage and you gotta pull your phone out and pull up some lyrics. Not good. And I've done it also, and you know, I get on myself all the time, like, you know, hey, you can't, I get it. Sometimes we have brain farts and it's okay to improvise or whatever, come up with some words and you know, try to get through the song. But you know, those are some of my pet peeves, and I get on myself and I try to pass some of the stuff that was passed on to me down to especially the younger artists that's coming around now, and where I'm at with this live scene out here, I just want to pass along what was passed down to me, because when I came on the scene in Oklahoma City, I was 18 years old, and there was a few bands. It's crazy because the time I came on the scene, it was like, I want to say maybe 8-9 bands that was like really just gigging around the city consistently. Now in the city, you might see anywhere from 3-4, and you'll see this, you know, consistent shows or whatever, and then you see a few spot bands that pop up here and there, but don't be on the scene long. And I'm like, you know, what happened to, you know, the bands? What happened to, you know, what happened to that?
I can tell you what happened to the band.
I know it's money.
They might, the musicians won't like my answers because they think I'm a turn on them, but I know what the answer is.
Can I get your answer? Because I would like to know.
Oh, the answer is lack of preparation, lack of consistency, lack of being on point.
Being
on time.
Yeah, you know, and I get that. I get that all the time.
They don't want to work. They don't want to work.
They came across my timeline, and it was they were asking, why is it that artists always show up to their shows late? And the first thing that popped up in my mind was, you know, and the niggas promoters love them all too, but you can get to a show on time, and I've done this multiple times, and you can get to a show 30 minutes, hour before. You set up everything, and they tell you, you know, even in the contract, they tell you, if they do a contract with you, they tell you, hey, we're going to start at this time. I want you to start by 9:15. Okay. Well, you got set in your mind, okay, 9:15, I at least need to be there by 8:30, 8:45. You know, make sure my band has got all their stuff set up, and let's do a quick sound check. Cool. Well, when you get there, then you your time has come, 9:15. Oh man, can you give me about 15 more minutes? Let's wait on the crowd, this, that, and the other. Then you give them another 15 minutes, okay? And then you're sitting there, and then you might step outside because you're still waiting, and 30 minutes has went by, 45 minutes has went by, and then you get your crowd is coming. Oh, where's the artist? Where's the artist? Where's your artist? Well, ask your promoter why, you know, they telling us to start at this time, but then when it's that time, oh well, can you give us some? So, you know, that's a problem out here also. And like I said, it's not all promoters, but there is a few promoters that do that. So,
Oh, yeah, we can write a whole book on promoters with this.
Oh, we really can.
We really can. Some of these up-and-coming musicians, because they, you know, I'm kind of a veteran, you know, 10 years out here, veteran musician. I'm out here a little bit. So they ask me stuff about, like, is it all right if I did this? Do I get paid this much for doing this? And if they don't get it, like, do I have to do this for exposure? It's on this ticket. I'm like, no, what are you doing?
Right.
You're going backwards. But yeah, it's a whole thing to it. But yeah, I say this. I look on both sides. Musician versus singer. First off, shout out to you for taking accountability.
Oh yeah.
For these singers out here.
Oh Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that.
What I tell DB about the not knowing the lyrics. That's yeah. I told you that was yeah. my biggest pet peeve.
Yes, it is. And I get it, you know, right. you got so many songs that you're trying to cram in your brain, and I get it. Sometimes you will have a brain fart. I get that, you know, so that happens, and I've done that. So, yeah, right. I will be the first to hold my hand up to that one.
And thank you for that. You know, you're the first one on the show, I think, that said it. But I'll say, I give it just as much as the singers as I do musicians. I got beef with mm-hmm. both, especially with musicians that don't want to stay in pocket, that want to mm-hmm. have a whole solo show.
They want to, oh my God. Thank you for saying that.
It's like they don't realize that if whoever your boss is, whoever you're working for, they're going to give you, if you're good enough and you practice enough, they're going to give you that shot.
Yeah.
You know, play the part.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you got to do. Because you don't get solo in the show. If you do it, you do what you're supposed to, you're going to get it.
Exactly. I always make sure that, you know, I give that musician his shine always. And, you know, so that's another pet peeve, especially when, you know, that musician is just really just all over the place. And you're like, oh, you know, I want to go here, but I can't go here because this is over
right,
here, and
exactly.
I feel like we're going to clash, and it's going to be a very big wreck, and, you know, so
right. That
is, yeah, I get it. I do.
Yeah, and
I get
the singers, right, the only thing with the singers is that it's just knowing the lyrics, knowing the key
mm-hmm.
you in. Don't tell me to change the key. If we decided on this key, don't wait till rehearsal to tell me to play it in E-flat, because we're not playing it in E-flat. Don't tell me to speed it up. Nope, it's
yes.
the pace of,
yes.
the tempo I want to play at. Don't
yes.
play behind
then,
me, play with me. You know,
right,
so don't
like,
play behind me. Don't slow. If you see the tempo, don't play behind the beat.
Exactly.
Don't sing behind the beat. That's what I mean to say. Don't sing
exactly.
behind the beat.
Exactly.
Do what the band is on.
That's like with other musicians also. I hate, I love when they transpose, but sometimes it's irritating because they'll transpose a song and make it sound like, you know, they're playing it, you know, the song the way it's supposed to be played, but it sounds different. And then when you go play it with another band.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I hate that. No.
When you play
song,
with another band,
listen,
you're like.
Listen, to all the musicians out there. Play this record like it is. Make your inflictions. Do your thing to it. But do not take away from the record because then you're going to lose the audience. You got to.
Man.
It ain't about you. It's
Man,
not about you.
Especially if the audience.
People that pay their tickets. Right.
Exactly. Especially if they know their music. They're going to know what you're doing up there, especially if they know their music and,
right.
But,
they know the chords better than the musician. They
exactly.
know what's going on. They're like, they'll look at you crazy if you're playing it wrong.
That's why I have a band that I play with. I do a lot of shows out in Tulsa also. And I have a band that I play with out there. It's called, the Wise Men. And, shout out to them. And man, these guys are so, man, freaking awesome, man. Like, I'll send them a song, and sometimes, like, they'll get on me because I be so busy, and then I'll send it to them, and it be last minute. But one thing that I will say about them, when it's time to perform, lights are on, man, and
you
gonna enjoy this show. Like,
playing with you.
Man, these guys here, Cat out in Tulsa, his name is Elijah Hill. He's a drummer. And the keyboard player's name is Brian Jones, and the bass player, his name is Armand. It's a three-piece band, and sometimes they bring in a guitar player. His name is Perry Harding. And these guys, like, man, I've been playing with them for the last 3 years now. I've been going back and forth with them for the last 3 years when I do shows out in Tulsa, and I brought them up to the city a few times, and, man, it's like, man, you know you're going to get a phenomenal show when you see Cooley High and the Wise Men together.
I know I gotta check you out, but yeah,
right.
Real quick before we let you go, we go
right.
play this game. But before we play this game, we call it the What's Wrong With You game. When we come from break, I'm gonna break it down to you, but right now
okay.
we're gonna go to break real quick. If Will's ready, hit us with that. D'Angelo, we give an appreciation to the third anniversary of Black Messiah today. D'Angelo,
that's what's up. That's what's up.
So hit us with that joint right quick.
difícil es que tú estás jodiéndome la vida. Yo no quería pegarte. Yo solamente te quería amar. Pero tú eras muy celoso. Querías ser mi dueño. Pero yo soy mi rey. Quería ser mi rey.
Welcome back here. This is Studio W The Buzz and the Soul 70 Show with Q Lynn Green. More of D'Angelo, and we'll be back with this show with Q Lynn, EB, and special guests.
Yeah, that's the joint right there. Yes, it is. Black Sky album. Yeah, we're going to get right into it. Get into this game real quick. It's called the What's Wrong With You game. We play
What's
with your
Wrong
guests.
With You? Okay.
Yes, What's Wrong With You. It's pretty...
All right.
Yeah, we're going to get right into it.
It's rigged.
That's what we do on the show. We get right into it. Basically, the game is an either-or game. And you pretty much got to pick what I pick is the premise of the game.
Like I said, I told you it's rigged. The game is rigged.
You pretty much have to pick what I have to pick. And if I don't like your selection, you get hit with a What's Wrong With You. It happens occasionally. We've been going pretty good, you know, past a few with the guests. So, you know, they haven't been hit with the What's Wrong With You. But it may happen. You never know.
Okay,
so,
okay.
We're going to get right into it. Either or. It's not
rigged.
Vocal comparison. No, it's not rigged. I'm going to keep saying that. It's not rigged at all.
It's not rigged.
Right. It's not vocal comparisons. It's music catalog. So.
Okay.
It's not a vocal comparison. So,
okay.
The first one is Marvin Gaye or Teddy Pendergrass.
All day Marvin Gaye.
Yeah,
I love Teddy P.
Right.
I love Teddy P. But man, Marvin Gaye all day.
Right. There ain't nothing wrong with you on that one. The next one, the OJs or the Whispers.
That's a toss up, but I'm gonna go with the Whispers. Hey, you
there
might say what's wrong
right.
with you.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a bonus. Like I said, I make up the rules as I go. So
okay,
I told you it was
wrong. You could have went either way with that one.
Right.
I'm about to put our producer on mute if you don't quit jumping in with that. You gotta put your vocal person and get your vocals together.
Yeah, because I got a show tonight.
Right. Now I'll talk about our producer of the show.
Oh, okay.
He's going to take his robe protection and take his microphone, his headphone, and turn his microphone off so we can finish what we do. Okay, sir, do that for me. Okay, the next one is Prince or Rick James?
Prince. I love Rick James. Prince.
There we go.
Oh,
like I said, that's a bonus as well. So if you would have went into it, you could have got bonus for that.
Oh,
little tricks and. But we
sorry
get into the hard
that,
part
right.
now. Now we get into the this is where we start cooking on this show.
Okay.
This is specific to Michael Jackson. Off the Wall or Thriller?
I just had this conversation a few months back with my wife. Thriller was my album, but. If I had to pick, I'm going to go with Off the Wall. It was so many hits on that album,
Right.
Like, from beginning to the end. So
you ain't got to explain no further, okay?
I have both of those albums on vinyl. I'm a big vinyl collector. Off the Wall all day. Yeah,
all
can't
day,
help
there
it.
We go.
That's
talking right. You acing right now. The most important one is you acing.
Yeah,
Evie, I keep saying I'm gonna throw this one away, but I gotta keep throwing this one in here. I gotta ask it because this is the one that I judge people the most on.
I ain't scared. So
okay.
Throw it at me.
I said I was gonna retire this one, but I gotta just do it for curiosity purposes.
Okay.
Aretha or Patty?
Aretha. That woman can say,
man.
I'm sorry.
What's that saying? Curiosity killed the cat, because that's what's happened to me twice in a week.
But that's reasons behind it, like that.
Oh,
don't get me
y'all
wrong.
Have reasons, y'all keep
No. And it's not even that. I wouldn't even say it's because of her gospel background. I just feel vocally, if I was going to go and pay some money to see somebody sing, if it was between them two, I would rather spend my money to see Aretha because I know my soul is going to feel that, whether it's gospel or whether it's R&B. Now, don't get me wrong. Patty going to make me feel it, too. She going to make me feel it, too, because she going to give you a show. But for me, I would go with Aretha. Don't get me wrong. Patty has more hits.
We're talking about music catalog. I didn't
know. And,
about,
and, I, And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Who wins?
Patti LaBelle. Hands down. Patti LaBelle.
That's what I'm talking about. You get Patti LaBelle around the corner into the back.
Yeah, you're right.
You took a GPS reroute to what I originally said. That's what I'm trying to get to right there. You took a reroute to what the direct question was.
I get it.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with you on that one. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You scared me for like 3 minutes.
You're talking right now. Like you said, if we're just looking at it from a standpoint of who had more hits and all of that, then I have to agree with you, Patti LaBelle.
I'm not even specific on hits. It's just the catalog. Like if you put song against song, replay value is more of the emphasis is what it's on.
I can go with you on that. I got you. Yeah.
Replay value, Patti all day.
Yeah, I disappointed EP.
I got it back. I got one.
The last show of 2017, and I finally got a patty. EB, you got to jump in.
No, what counts is what the direct question was, and he answered my direct question, which was music catalog. I didn't talk about live performances. I didn't say live albums, whatever. I said music catalog, and he answered my question. That was a specific question. And it's on my side. I'm sorry, EB. You got to take the L on this one.
I told you the game is rigged.
I got it.
The game is rigged.
We got one more, and I'm gonna let Cooley go. We got one more.
Hey, Cooley, the game is rigged.
It's not rigged. I know it's rigged. It's this mute button because I can't find it. That's what's rigged.
I can't find the mute button.
But we gonna do the last
one. I hit the mute button. You can't turn it off.
No, I got it. Listen, you about to get muted for old time's sake. What's that song from? We gonna remix the Frankie Beverly and Main song. There we go. Right, exactly. So, the last one, Brian McKnight or Babyface?
Babyface.
Talk right, man.
Babyface. All day long.
You acing.
Man, that dude right there. One of the greatest songwriters to ever put pen to paper, man. Him and Stevie Wonder, all-time famous songwriters. So, Babyface all day over Brian McKnight. Yeah.
Listen, the conclusion of the game is ain't nothing wrong with Cooley High. He ate it.
That's
with flying colors. He ate. The patty almost got detoured, but I was going to throw it out anyway because I wasn't supposed to be asking that anyway, but he still answered to my specific questions. So what you want, Will? What's going on?
You know, Ada, you didn't. Why you keep avoiding this question? Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson versus Prince. How come you don't even want to ask that question?
Michael Jackson versus Prince? Is that what you said?
That's right. Performers, all time.
That's not a real argument.
It is a perfect argument.
It's so great having you on. It was so great having you on. We're not fixing to do this on the show. Why won't you let him answer the question? No, he's not answering the question.
The guest has a right to answer the question.
No, he's not answering the question. He already picked it, so there's no need to go further.
Michael Jackson. Why did you include...
Where's the mute button that I'm about to find it? Cooley, thank you so much for coming. Evie, did you have a list before we go?
You know what?
Do you have one to throw at them?
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, Evie, ask Cooley, Michael Jackson versus Prince.
Will, go take your rumble testing and get off the, let me conclude with the interview, sir. Go take your robot custard and let me finish what we're doing.
Okay. That's why there's a lawsuit.
Ain't no lawsuit coming. I'm gonna pocket all that money. The The judge is going to give me money with the lawsuit.
It's ridiculous.
No. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Cooley, for coming on. What should we be looking for, and where can we find your social media?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Look me up on Facebook, Freddie Noel. My last name is spelled N-O-I-E-L. On Instagram, I'm under Cooley High 405. I'm not real big on social media, and I need to be because my wife has really been getting on me like that. So, you know, but yeah, you can definitely find me through Facebook and Instagram. So look me up. I have a few tracks on SoundCloud also. So go through there and check it out. Cooley High 1. That's my SoundCloud name. So yeah, man.
Got a new EP coming 2018?
Yeah, 2018. The start of something blue.
You'll get a little app. I'm gonna put a little write up on there. Gonna put a write up on the website, and then we're gonna play it on the show. So
that's what's up. I appreciate that.
We got you. Over here at the Protest Brand, we got you.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cooley. I wish you could have answered the question.
Look at you. We're trying to start stuff in front of company. Trying to start stuff in front of company. Thank you so much, Cooley.
All right. Thank y'all.
Cooley, she sounds like 45 to me. You know, the guy on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Yeah. Hold on. I bet she voted for him, too.
Listen, are you ready with these songs? That's what you need to be ready for. Is we ready to go to break, sir? Are we ready to go to break? There we go.
Thank you.
Vanguard. Ain't That Easy. Hey, coming up here on Soul 70 Show, Q Lynn Green and EB. Hey, Q Lynn. I have the other song. I have the other song queued up for you as well.
Oh yeah,
hit you know the teacher Moses.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Well, let's do it.
I'm ready for it.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Be your girl.
Don't know if you got a girl. Don't mean to disrespect the laws of your room.
Let's not make any mistake about it. This is a Soul 70 Show. Every Friday night, I hear Q Lynn Green in the background there. And with EB. Hey, folks, I'm telling you what. You need to listen to the Soul 70 Show every Friday night here on Studio W The Buzz. Hey, let's do this. Hey, guys, guess what? I think we've got Skin Diver. That's teacher also. Now, we can do it now or we can do it later. What do you want to do?
Skin Diver.
All right. Well, let's do it now.
That was
Teacher Moses, Skin Diver. This is the Soul 70 Show on The Buzz.
Others want your money, want your time. You can't neglect it, you can't deny. You're sipping cognac, I'm sipping wine. You
right. That's Teacher Moses, Skin Diver. Hey, welcome back to the Soul 70 Show with EB and Q-Link Green. What an amazing, amazing interview you guys had earlier. That was too cool.
Right?
That was really cool.
When he picked Patty. That wasn't, I was trying to not,
you know
put that in what's wrong with you game. But
you know
I couldn't help myself.
Let's play a game, Q-Lan. Let's do this. You said it's, the game is by music catalog. So you name a Patti LaBelle song, and I'll name an Aretha song, and we'll see who has the best catalog.
Oh, you just want me to randomly throw one out there? Or you want me to?
Throw it out there.
First off, Need You, Want You, Love You, Need You, Want You, that's, like, that conquers everything. So I don't know what you're going to put up against that.
Aretha got given him something he can feel.
Okay. But that one, no. What else we got? Somebody Loves You, Baby?
I got Ain't No Way.
Nah. Nope.
Come on now.
What else we got? We'll go to, man, that's the
you know what?
I can't throw that one in there. Man, we can listen. What about
I like this one.
I got a new attitude. Throw something out there.
Respect.
Nope. Not against that one.
Respect
that one
is like an anthem. That's the classic.
I love it. No, all the songs trump that one. We need to get a vote poll going on or something.
We do.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to try to get one going on.
Catalog. Michael Jackson versus Prince.
I said I was
going
to throw it out, but I'm just going music catalog. Listen, we could go. But listen, he got 39
albums. You know you would lose. You know you would lose.
Michael runs out.
Michael
after,
versus Prince, you would lose.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
First time he got 39 albums, so we could go all day. What, you want me to
we could go all.
And you
don't have this much time.
How many?
Oh, my goodness.
Albums.
Oh.
Get out of here.
What? How much does Michael have? See? This is
he
what
got
I'm talking
Alcohol,
about.
He got Thriller,
yeah,
he got,
okay,
all
right.
American
yeah.
History.
Yeah, Prince's second string. Catalog, you have, you.
7-8 albums.
Oh, God.
Invincible.
What do you have besides, what do you have besides Lil Red Corvette?
His Ghost album. What's the Ghost album?
Oh, my God.
Put out 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you have Purple Rain. That's cool.
Something like that.
Aretha,
listen,
Aretha
oh, what's this gang up on Q Wednesday? Is that what this is? Is that what we gonna end? How we gonna end the show? Listen, we can skip everything. We can skip this whole appreciation because I was just gonna get right into it and tell people why we was going, why we was playing T.J. Moses and D'Angelo the whole show. We can skip all this and get to this debate if y'all wanna do this. Cause y'all wanna, cause I told y'all I'll stay ready with these verbal guns. I gotta put a table right now.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? These assault weapons, verbal assault weapons I got on the table, which I got to the table.
What you
y'all gonna do?
Oh my goodness. What do you want to start?
What y'all got on the table? Let's go.
We got 41 studio albums, 6 live albums, 45 compilations.
Oh, you got to bring the Wikipedia list out? Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
He's had 88 hits. A total of 88 hits from 1955 to 2012. I mean, Patty got maybe 18, maybe.
You kidding me? You kidding me right now?
If you can name more than 8 Patty songs that were hit.
Listen, I have to Google it because I ain't like you stand that got it on y'all back pocket. And my internet will shake you right now, so you might have to wait 2 minutes before I can pull it up.
You just like Roy Moore. You won't concede, will you?
I ain't concede nothing because both of y'all wrong. Y'all both loud and wrong on this. You loud and wrong on Michael Jackson versus Prince. You loud wrong about Patty versus Aretha. I ain't talking about vocal comparisons. I ain't talking about albums. I'm talking about music catalog.
Aretha Franklin ranks number 1 with the most Billboard chart hits.
Oh, my God. Oh, you want to go back for back for this? We can do this real quick before we get into
it. I'm just saying.
We got a whole hour.
I think
we got a whole hour, so we can do this. Hold on a second. Pull this up. Talk about Tanya LaVille.
You have to go to Google.
First of all, let's get Will out the way right now. Since you want to end on a bang. Michael Jackson was a part of the Jacksons, and so he didn't have the pleasure of coming out as just solo, because guess what? That shit would have flopped if he wouldn't have his brothers with them original noses.
You're not going there. I know you're not going
there.
Michael Jackson would have been just as successful. And if you do your homework.
Lost his solo career. So we gonna stop this now.
And if you do your homework.
Best album. The rest of them albums is pop albums. It's trash.
Anywhere around the world.
It don't go nowhere up against Prince's record.
Prince
got authentic. Listen, he played 17 instruments. He probably played more than that. He played the drums, he played the guitar, he played the piano, he played the vibraphone, he played the saxophone, he played the harmonica, he played the tambourine, he played played the congas.
That's the best you got.
he did a launch career.
Oh, he probably played the bongos too, didn't he? And that's
got
all
his
good.
Own record label, got his own masters.
Yeah.
Before he left up out of here to go to Jupiter, he had all his masters.
Oh, this is too good. Now,
listen.
Michael Jackson
can't do nothing up against Prince. He can sing. Ooh. He had octaves. He had range.
Can we start there?
He had all this. No, I ain't even gonna waste my time.
Waste your time.
Take a play conversation started. I'll say this right here.
She's
after the 90s,
BB.
Once again, Michael Jackson. We're not gonna do this on
just
the show.
Because
we're about to run out of time talking to you. You get me riled up again. Listen, I love this. I don't have the authenticity of the musicianship and the artistic. He can sing.
How many times I have to tell you? Prince
I ain't listening
sing.
To nothing you say right now. You don't know what you're talking about.
Prince can't sing.
All your
the bottom line.
No,
we can start right there.
From now on.
Oh my God. Vocally. Have you ever heard anybody put Prince in the top 10 as far as a vocal talent? No. It won't happen because it didn't happen. Yeah, he could play a lot of instruments. So in a lot of cats. There are a lot of people who are unrecognized that can't play a lot of, they can play a lot of instruments. Michael Jackson was the, James Brown of our era. He could do anything. Guess what? Sell out. Anytime Michael Jackson appeared, it was a sellout. Outstanding. Vocally.
Prince had options, he had range, he had musicianship, he had artisticship.
Yeah.
He had control over all 39 albums.
Yeah.
He had range. He could sing.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody got a Prince record. Everybody wanted a Prince record. Everybody wanted a Michael Jackson record.
But when
it comes to musicianship, it trumps everything where artists are. I'm done with this conversation.
Lil Red, you know, Corvette versus Prince.
I'm about to transition to EB so I can pull up. You trying to pull up.
Yeah, you trying to avoid the question.
Aretha, all her accomplishments. I'm about to pull up.
Little Red Corvette versus Thriller. Okay.
I'm done with
man,
you.
Man
I'm
in the mirror. Bad.
We're going to get this out of the way right now. Patty, she has been nominated for two Emmy Awards. She got multiple Grammys. Let's see, we got one, what is it, 1992, one in 1999, 2004, that one was inducted. She's inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame with Lady Marvel, what is it? We got 1, 2 Grammys, 3 Grammys, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Grammys out here. 10 if you count that bonus one. Got Soul Train Awards. What else we got? She got a Songwriters Hall of Fame, since y'all want to discredit that. She got BET Awards. She got Soul Train Awards. She got, what else she got? She got Living Legend Awards. Let me pull up her solo career stuff, since you want to throw some stuff out there. How many
Aretha
songs
has 18 Grammys. She is the best-selling female artist.
Listen, I just told you how many Grammys Patty had.
75 million records. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. She was the first female to be inducted.
I'm talking about music catalog, so we're going to get to the music catalog, because that's what the debate is about.
Wait, hold on, that don't mean nothing.
I don't care nothing about that, what you just said, because that wasn't the point of what we were talking about. I'm talking about music catalog. Let's go to the music catalog. Let's see. Got, what is it? She dropped her first album in 1977. I'm trying to get a whole thing of her catalog.
112 charted singles, 77 Hot
117
top 10 pop, 100 R&B, and 20 number one R&B singles.
Man, you lucky. my college education bring you back so far. My eyes get watery looking at this thing.
She's the queen of soul. What is Patty's title?
Listen, you lucky I can't pull up
her
catalog right now,
because
I'll be going
in.
That don't mean nothing. Let me pull up how many.
Y'all know I love Patty.
I'm about to go
too.
Back. Let me see how many singles she done had.
Aretha sang for Obama.
So has Patty.
But Aretha shaded Patty while doing it.
Listen, Aretha don't know how to find the right clothes that fit, so that don't even mean nothing.
Oh, no, you didn't do that.
She can make her flights on time. You know,
why do you
only
have
to get on the plane? You know
Aretha
what I mean?
All you Republicans do that, Q-Lynn. You gonna start attacking somebody's appearance? You know that. Now that's blasphemy. You shouldn't do that.
47 singles. How many you said Aretha had? She has 58. How many singles Aretha got?
She has a total of 112 charted singles on Billboard. That's just Billboard.
Well, Patty got 177. Now what?
What are they? Not with LaBelle, but Patty by herself.
She got 177.
Seven Patty LaBelle songs.
Matter of fact, she got 1,077.
Look, Aretha got Daydreaming, Sing, Call Me, Rocksteady, Till You Come Back to Me, Jane the Fool, Say a Little Prayer for You, Dr. Feelgood, Never Loved a Man, Rose is Still a Rose, Bridges Over Troubled Water, Freeway of Love, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Angel.
Patti LaBelle had Missy Elliott recreate Made Lady Marmalade, so that trumps all that. No, I'm kidding.
But they put Christina Aguilera on it, so that ruins it.
No, it didn't. You already throwing out, trying to throw shade and stuff. We're going to move on to the show before we run out of time. Y'all lucky. This is the end of the show. I'm about to go ballistic, and it might be important people listening to this, and I was about to go ballistic real quick. But we're going to move on to the rest of the show, give honor to all these different legends, appreciation. You got me on here making it sound like I'm disrespecting legends on this show. I ain't disrespecting legends. I'm just
never. We
talking
don't. We
about
never disrespect
catalog.
Legends.
But what he just said, I zoned out for like 5 minutes when he talked about Aretha's accomplishments. I don't care nothing about
just
that.
Just saying.
I actually don't even care nothing about Patti LaBelle. She can have like 1,000. I'm just
I love
saying Patty. Music catalog. And music catalog wise, if we go track to track. You know you bump more Patti LaBelle than Aretha, if you just being honest.
Oh, no.
You got to be in the mood to listen to the Aretha.
Solo Patti, not with LaBelle.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Not more.
We're going to move on. We're going to finish this up. Once we finish these news topics, we should do, like, the best of 2017 or something with Raggedy People and Savvy News and just highlight crazy stuff that's happened this year before we get to the Savvy be given appreciation, I guess. It's a lot of Raggedy news that went on. I think one just recently, I guess this could be Savvy news in terms of that Alabama, that Senate race, was it Roy Moore? Got beat out by, what's his name, Dan Jones?
Loved that. Loved it. Loved it.
That's Savvy.
Yeah, that's Savvy news. Okay, Raggedy. Yeah, that's the only Raggedy. What is it? I guess this would be Savvy too. I guess we all got Savvy news because Omarosa got up out of there. That was news cycle, right? So I guess we could just get Raggedy. People
that's Raggedy
to the Savvy, right? No, that's Savvy because
she's
out of there. Like
I don't know how you look at that as savvy.
You can look at it either way, I guess. But
that marriage, that marriage from the beginning was raggedy.
Right.
The marriage between 45 and Omarosa was always raggedy.
Oh yeah, we ain't gonna get into that because she over here perpetrating like
She's black now.
I don't even care nothing about this.
She's found her identity. She's found her identity.
Yeah, she found it in the unemployment line.
She sure did. But she ain't got no job, Tommy. I don't know what she's doing out here.
But you know what, Q-Lynn? She's going to sell a book, though. I guarantee. She's going to get paid.
Oh, yeah. She's going to
get paid. Check this out. Tabloids and everything. She's going to get paid. Talk shows and everything. Check it out. No, she's about to get paid now.
I already knew that. But, yeah, I was just going to gradually go past that. It's just at least some kind of overturn with this crazy, D.L. Houston said, this ain't administration. I don't know what this is, but
it's the Keystone Cops.
We got to win this week. I'm just gonna harp on we got to win. Finally, I think they said it hasn't been a Democratic one in Alabama since 25 years. I think it's always been a red state, but yeah, it was blue come Tuesday. So yeah, that's a big turn right there. Cause now,
they
got some liberals. Yeah, now it proves a lot of the theories people had, it debunks every single one.
Right.
In terms of people turning out the vote. Like people said, black men and women turned out the vote over, I think they said black women 98%. And, 93% for black men in Alabama. And then, you know, raggedy Caucasian people gonna do what raggedy Caucasian people do, you know? I wasn't shocked at all that they were gonna vote for, you know, a dude that has a fetish for children. I wasn't surprised by that. I already talked about that some shows ago, but yeah, that's a big overturn in terms of the mid-elections and, going into the next 2020, I think Democrats have a lot of leverage, but what we need to focus on is the mid-election and turning over that House and that Senate to straight Democrats. So that's what they need to do.
Yep,
even though they have a majority, but if they get all that blue up in there, everything's going to change.
Yeah, can you imagine if we vote around the country? I think this thing from Alabama is going to catch on. Because remember
earlier
this year in Virginia, Virginia was talking right too. You know, they were talking right. And now Alabama, oh my goodness. Like you said, a red state for 30 years? I'm not sure exactly how long, but, a Democrat hadn't won there in a while. But no, I hope this catches on and lets you know the power of the black vote. You better pay attention. But we have to get up and do it. Just get out and do it.
I was about to pull up something. I'm trying to pull up this, man. I was getting ready to read the updates, but y'all got me so fired up talking about that, trying to come at me at one time. Like y'all trying to, I still ain't over that. I might just randomly start another outburst or something. I don't know what it's going to be, but y'all just had me fired up for like 5 minutes talking about that because I was going to come back from break. Then y'all come in talking about Patty Aretha and then Michael Jackson and all this other stuff. I don't care. That's about what y'all was talking about. I just want to put that out there because I made my points. Y'all made some great points. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I know what y'all was talking about.
Uh-huh.
But y'all got me fired up, though.
Good.
I'm ready to skip. I really just want to spend a whole hour talking about it now because y'all just like clearly like trying to debunk me doing these appreciation posts because I was getting ready. I was going to come out there and just give, you know, we just going to skip past that and I'm just going to put the pettiness to the side. I'm
going to
put that in the back. I'm going to put it in the back seat.
Okay. I have something that will calm you down. I have something that will calm you down. Okay. All right. Trust me on this one.
Here were the days when we used to play, catch it, kiss it, hide it, go get it. Now we're grown up and there's more at stake between love and lust, it's complicated. I swear if you could love me through all my emotional crazy moves, I'll be the one that'll hold you down when the mother holes leave you lonely. Ooh, if I choose to let down my guard, you gotta show me some security.
That's the jam right there. Wow.
Man. DJ Moses.
Yeah. Featuring Anthony Hamilton. Soul Savages. EB.
Yeah.
Q Lynn.
Yeah. Yeah. We're giving appreciation. It's a whole lot of people that had birthdays this week. And then last week, I forgot to talk about Frankie Beverly. Shout out to Frankie Beverly for having.
Shout out to Frankie Beverly.
Right. I saw an interview you did earlier this morning with Roland Martin. I saw it, and it was pretty dope. It was on TV, that morning show. Oh, go ahead.
I said on Twitter that Tedra Moses is essentially the new Frankie Beverly, and people were a little confused by that. But what I was saying was Frankie hasn't released an album since 1993, and they are still touring and selling out
right,
arenas
right.
and doing their thing.
I mean, Teja jumped in the game in 2005. She's had mixtapes. She's had, I think, 4 albums, and then she's had a couple mixtapes. But she is consistently touring and doing her thing. So, you know, I like to see, you know, artists, musicians out here working and doing what they love and for the love of the music. So shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to Frankie Beverly, Jamie Foxx, her birthday. Shout out to Morris Day and Sheila E. That's why we played it early during the show. Morris Day's birthday was on December 13th, I believe, and I think Sheila E.'s birthday was day before yesterday's. And Teja, it's an early birthday celebration for Teja on the show because her birthday is on Sunday. December 17th?
Yeah.
It's her birthday. And we playing all jams of her because she's, like, super, like, slept on. And it's terrible because she's been out here, like what E.B. said. That's a great comparison right there with Frankie Beverly. That's an amazing comparison because I would say the same thing. She's been out here, I thought it was earlier than that. I get my years confused because I didn't know she dropped in. I just referenced it back to where I was. Was it 03?
It was 2004? 03 or 04. One of those two. 3 or 4.
I think it's 03. It might be 03. Yeah. That was when the crunk era and all that stuff was going on.
Right, right. She was
saying
a breath of fresh air.
Listen, I'm going to keep letting that Scott Storch joke flourish. And I don't care who gets mad about it. If it wasn't for Scott Storch snorting up PBT's budget, she would be flourishing out here. I'm going to keep letting that joke flourish. I don't know how true it is. I don't know if I get in trouble for saying that. I won't mess up nobody's brand, but I'm just saying. He didn't snort up that budget. He could be out here flourishing. I'm just saying.
You don't mind getting sued.
Call the doctor. It might happen. I don't know. It's all alleged. You just throw a legend in front of it. It's all alleged. I'm just saying. Listen, that joke got flourished. Okay. Somebody. Oh, yeah. We're going to get to these updates real quick. People asking questions. It's great timing, too, because I was going to save this for next week, and I didn't forget. I got my days all mixed up. Yeah, shout out to everybody that birthdays this past week and last week, giving appreciation to Teja Moses, giving appreciation to Morris Day, Sheila E., our legends. Teja is a young legend out here, still out here performing, still out here, you know, collecting these, getting these coins out here, performing everywhere. You know,
and making quality
getting it popping
music
out here,
too.
Getting it popping, making
quality
music.
Come on.
I would actually put up her mixtapes as like real albums and EPs.
Oh yeah,
they're like still like conceptually good. So I'll put Teja Moses albums. You know, now it's just quality records. The last album she put out was quality, Cognac and Conversation. I'm still mad that didn't get any kind of Grammy. I feel like it could have got, I don't know if it met the deadline of the Grammys, and I think it was maybe one single. I think that one we just played could have got a nomination, but that was a hard list last year to, I don't know if it was the year, I think it was last year it could have made it into the nominations, but yeah, hopefully she come with them heat. I told you, I heard that she was doing something with Warren Campbell, so hopefully they'll flare soon and get another album popping. I'm waiting on it because it's dope. Did you see some video that went viral of this guy when they played Teja? Now every time I hear the K. Chinata version of Be Your Girl, I think of that guy. He did this video dancing to it. Now every time I hear that song, I hear his commentary in there. You know the video I'm talking about? I think his name is, I forgot what his name was. It's hilarious.
No.
Yeah, you gotta search. I think his name is Ricky Smith. You need to look him up. I think it's on ID. I'm not sure, but it's hilarious. every time I think of it, because he was jamming in that whole video. He's like basically dancing to "Be Your Girl," the Kay Chinata version of "Be Your Girl," and he's dancing to it. It's hilarious. He's like, "Hey, bitch." He's like, "Are you mad? Because you don't look like this." He's like, I know, I would be too. I was dying. It was hilarious. Yeah, he'd be dying, and he was jamming. I'm like, I'm about to steal all his moves, because he was jamming. But yeah, you need to look at, to the listeners, just look up, I think his name is Ricky Smith, I'm not sure. Y'all correct me if or not, but I was going to read, update, they had a question they wanted to ask us. do we think we reached our goals in 2017, or what's something we want to, you know, do in 2018?
I'm gonna say so far I've had an amazing 2017. So many highlights to this year. I mean, I joined the Soul Savages radio show. That's one of the biggest highlights. You know, I've been working with my brand and trying to do things with it. So I want to continue that in 2018. I think that's the goal, is to gain a little more exposure and, you know, start, you know, really going one-on-one with a lot of these legends and exposing the world to, you know, all of the things that they have done and some are still doing. So that's my plan for 2018.
Yeah, sounds dope. And you had a lot of just observing it, man. How crazy was it you dropped that website and then everybody, like, you know, all the traction and all the feedback and all
right.
the love from that? That's crazy. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. I was getting a scratchy voice. I think something was happening in the atmosphere. I was trying hard to not get sick. But, yeah, the weather outside, like, it was, like, real sunny today, so it was giving an illusion that it was nice outside, but that's not the case. You know, in the Midwest, any part of the Midwest, when it looks sunny outside, it's cold as hell outside. So, I gotta stay. It'd be like 65, like going in almost 80 degrees outside, and then when it comes nighttime, it drops like 40 degrees, so. That's what we got to deal with.
It's snowing here today.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, man. I was like, they getting all the snow on the East Coast.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and up north. But, yeah, it's another email I'm trying to No, I'm about to skip over this and just read this text that my friend sent me earlier. He heard the show. If y'all missed the Metro PCS edition, that's what I named the show. I like getting creative. I love how y'all love the different, y'all been commenting on the titles, that them titles taking y'all out. I appreciate that, because I just be coming up with stupid. I'd be really just be randomly, it don't even take me that long to come up with titles, because sometimes it'll just be like, sometimes I'll think of it when I'm doing the show. It's mostly when I'm editing, I'll just sit and I'm like, oh, I'll call it this, whatever. Whatever it is, sometimes I try to, if we ain't got a topic, I just, that's where the names of it come up from, because I just be randomly, I'm like, okay, we ain't talking about nothing, so I'll just name it this. And that's all it was last week. We wasn't talking about nothing. I was, like, really scrambling for something to talk about, because I was like, the only thing I was fired up about was talking about Bruno, but then they killed all, I think, I expressed myself off air when, I think that was the show, EB had to leave, so I think it was Julie, and I got to, like, say all the crazy stuff
Q-Lin.
I wanted to say, so.
Q-Lin,
off air, so.
Why are you lying to the public? Are you lying to the public?
What am I lying about?
Because you're always on top of your shows. You plan ahead, and you call me during the middle of the week. You say, okay, well, let's do this, let's do that. And a lot of these things that we say on air, we've already talked about it. And I don't want anybody to think that you and I have any animosity or anything like that, because we are so, this is a great show,
yeah,
right? This is so much fun.
Right.
Right. But you are one of the most prepared host on Studio W. I don't know why you're lying to the people.
I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, this ain't something I like practice at. I just be on here just, most of the time it sound like I know what I'm doing. Most of the time I don't know what I'm doing. Especially
no.
Last week. I was just making up stuff as I was going.
Yeah,
some
things happen impromptu. You know, and you have to do
that
because it's a live broadcast.
Impromptu, especially with that Michael Jackson versus Prince thing, this is, like I said, this is live radio, and so we don't have the pleasures like podcasts do to like edit and do stuff like that. And so what we say is like just a one time, you know, we got to get it right.
It's real.
The first time, and so
no, it's real
it's
stuff.
Real. That's why people like it, because it's like real reactions. It's mostly just whatever it was, like that whole thing morphed from me talking about being drunk at a Morris Day show. From, I don't know how y'all heard us, how that turned into a whole conversation, because I was just casually saying that, and then you made it into a whole debate and got a bunch of rambunctious people, fans on here, like Haley, stirring up the pot.
Love it. Let's stir it up.
It's crazy. Listen, we got 30 minutes left. I'm trying to read through all these emails. I was going to talk about these text messages. My friend said he listened to the show. Like I said, that show last week was unintentionally hilarious. Because it was, listen, I put it out there. I was debating, I was posting it. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to let the people hear, like, how, like, stuff happens, like, randomly on this show that we don't have control over. And it was just so many things that was, like, awkwardly happening. It was like, it was like moments where I was pausing. I'm like, am I the only one on? Because I don't hear anybody. And then I would keep going in and I didn't hear anybody. And so I was just making jokes. Shout out to Julie for being a trooper. And I just like throwing jokes out there. And the thing is, what I notice about people, like, I can observe energy and when people get mad, and I like pushing people's buttons, if y'all couldn't tell. And I like, I like pissing people off. And
yes, you do.
Just to the point, I feel like, it's some more questions we have. I'm going to get to my friend's text real quick and what he said. I was basically acting like I couldn't hear Julie. I could hear her. I was just being an a-hole.
See?
When she came back on, I was being an a-hole without that whole rant. Because, and then he called me out on here and he said, when y'all hear her asking what she bought at the store, she's being an a-hole, being sarcastic. She don't really care. And he's being odd, like, he's calling me out because I really didn't care. I was just messing with her. Because I just thought it was funny she was in the store while she was doing the show. I just thought it was funny. So I was like, I'm going to keep asking these questions to see how mad she gets. And I was like, what? And then when she said, you know you can hear me, when she said that, I was trying not to laugh. And then she was heavy dying. Oh, my God. My side was hurting. And she was like, I was like, you got a lot of pork chop sandwiches. But my friend said in the text, he said that, and then he said, when I said I couldn't hear Julie, I was like, I couldn't hear you because your Metro PCS phone was breaking up. He said that, he said y'all should have asked her, I can't even get it out because that had me dying, so he said you should have told her to turn her hearing aid up. That's what he said. And if y'all listen to the show, the Childhood Memory Show, he's referencing when I told a story. I don't think you were on, Will. This is when we did the after show, and we were talking about childhood memories. I shared something. I said that I was, like, partially deaf in one ear because of a childhood incident where some kind of insect flew in my right ear, and I lost a little bit of my hearing, and it came back a little bit later. So I went to experts, to hearing experts and all that stuff to get my ear fixed or whatever. I got 100% of my hearing back, but I was partially deaf a little bit when I was, like, I think 5 or 6. I think that's how old I was. I can't remember. But he's referencing that, saying that you should have told her to turn her hearing aid up. And I just want to say to Rob, you black ass, listen, he about to get me hyped up for that. Y'all see how they talk to me? You see, he said turn your hearing aid up. He said, y'all should have told me that. You see? See what I'm saying? See how your friends talk to you? Listen, if I was making Oprah Winfrey money, y'all wouldn't be talking to me like this. I know that. If I was making Oprah Winfrey money, y'all wouldn't be talking to me like this.
No, they'd be begging.
That's why I can't feel no way about myself when you got friends that just dismantle you like this. That's what it is. I love the back and forth. I love having people on. I'm trying to find more guests on so I can create some more beefs and controversy. Because I noticed about Will, I like going back and forth with Will because he'll go there with me. He'll stay in, but then he'll kind of fall out a little bit and he'd be like, all right. And then I can hang with Will because he'll throw his jokes in there. EB, I think I might bring that Patty and Aretha. I just want to bring it up just to make him mad because I feel like that's the only one he cares about in that list. And I feel like it's crucial to every guest, so I'm gonna keep bringing it up because
me and EB
never go back and forth. Like, I can't go back and forth with EB because he'll be like, all right, I said what I said and that's how I feel, so whatever, and then he'll just get over it. But this Patty and Aretha one right here, that one is, that's the fire starter right there. So
we gotta find something else. EB, you gotta find something else. Cause that's good stuff.
It's gotta be.
You gotta, and I knew it's something else. Okay.
Listen, I love the back and forth. Listen, somebody says, it's another, I'm trying to answer all your emails. Y'all didn't specify, y'all let me say your name. It's just all anonymous, so I'm just gonna look at the questions while we talk, and so we're gonna move on and talk about D'Angelo's album, before we run out of time. I just wanna say, somebody asked a question. I'm not taking it the wrong way, but somebody said, are you ever afraid of somebody doing something to you for saying the stuff you say, or have you ever, basically, I'm paraphrasing, they saying that, have I ever been scared or, you know, of somebody's backlash for the stuff I say? No, because I know before it comes out of my mouth, the reaction is going to get. Sometimes it throws me off guard a little bit, and it might, like what Will and EB did a minute ago, we came back from break and they, you know, was trying to double team when I was, you know, when that happens.
Because you know, EB and I are right. We were right. You know we were right.
But I know I know the stuff I say is going to be controversial. I know it before it's going to happen, just like with the Bruno Mars one. Like y'all said, I got emails for that too, want me to explain further. Mm-hmm. I'll quickly say my issue with the Bruno Mars whole thing, it wasn't with him. It's just that I feel like he's not a consistent enough R&B artist to be trying to be winning awards in the R&B category. And I'm about to write the article. I was trying to finish it today, but I'll probably finish it tomorrow once I get all these album reviews done. And, I basically was going to say that he's not a consistent enough R&B artist to be in the R&B genre. Like, I didn't care if it wins album of the year or song of the year, whatever. It's just the R&B category, he can't win in none of it because that's not real R&B. And you're not going to come in and make one R&B album and then say, hey, this is no, that's not R&B. That's like serving somebody vegan turkey trying to pass it off as real meat. Like, no, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you don't do that with country music. You don't do that. You don't do it with country music. You don't do it with rock music. Like, I made the example. I said with Julia, I said that with Beyonce, the album she put out, she had a rock song. She had a country song. She had a diverse list of songs. It was nominated in the Grammys. Yeah. They were nominated.
You know, I'm gonna have to give you. I'm gonna have to give you this one. Yeah, Q-Lynn, I'm gonna have to.
No, I will finish my thought real quick. I said Beyonce was nominated in those categories, but she didn't win any of them because that wasn't authentic country music and it wasn't authentic rock. It's not fair. Yes, she got the nomination, but it wouldn't have been fair for her to win in any of those categories because she's not a real country singer and she's not a real rock singer. And that's my point with Bruno Mars. I don't care if he makes consistent R&B albums, like 3-4 R&B albums after this album. Okay, cool. You could be nominated because you have a track record of making R&B music, but you can't just come in just off the bat, you know, with your experimentations of your artistry and think you're going to, like, rack up a war. No, because they don't belong to you. It's like real Lettucey. The album is mediocre, and it doesn't match up with Lettucey's album, Let Love Rule. It doesn't match up with P.J. Morton's Dumbo. It doesn't match up in the album of the year, Childish Gambino's Awaken My Love. It doesn't even match up to that, even though that album is not an R&B, but if it was, it's still more credibly, more authentic, more than the 24K Magic. But they had sense enough not to put that in the R&B category and just put it in the other genres and not R&B because they knew he wasn't, you know, that's not his originated of being an R&B artist. You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying with Bruno Mars is that it's not fair for him to just come in and think he could just rack up awards just because he made one full-length R&B album. That's not fair. Because these other artists have been making consistent R&B for years and been nominated, you know, and so it's not fair for them that make authentic R&B for them to get slighted just from this mediocre album that y'all been going nostalgia crazy over. But that's my point. And then also with the whole, I guess I'll answer. I like the progression I've had with this site. Like I said before, it's branched off. This radio show, I've been trying to build it up to get, as many people involved as possible. Where we at? I was gonna ask you, Will, where we at? You said we was ranked number 2 with Wednesday night. I just wanna know, just for the end of the year, where we ranked at now?
Oh, wow. You guys have been fluctuating so much. Friday nights have been, number one for the last, well, for the last, I would say maybe 5 or 6 months, but you fluctuate between number one and number two on Friday nights, you know, because it's a combination. It's kind of hard to determine. And I have to look at the exact times. But you have your show, then you have Braxton's Back with you and Adrian Braxton. And you're the only two live shows on Friday nights. So, but you know what? It is the Soul Savage Show. I have to say this. It is something that I look forward to, on Fridays, because you guys are spontaneous. You have so many different, great artists on, and it's just a different show. And I just hope the audience, not only where you are in Oklahoma and EB, you in New York, and our audience around the world, I just enjoy the Soul Savage Show because you guys are real. It just so is, it is an extreme pleasure. But no, you, I would say, boy, Saturdays is number one on Saturdays, you know, with Ann Taylor. I have to give her a shout out, and then, Coach Ray Booker. Then
shout out to Ann.
Yeah, we have to.
I almost said drinking as act of worship is eating as an act of worship. I tune in like.
Complete blasphemy. You know, EB, this is what I'm talking about.
No, I almost said it. See, you taking it the wrong way. I said I almost said it. Okay? Go. I was just saying.
What did you say?
Shout out to Ann. She knows. Listen, she said, I asked her that question on her show one day. She said, one bottle of wine every day is cool. So, thank you. Thank you, Ann, for that information.
Wait. One bottle of wine.
She didn't say. She said, whatever your heart desires, whatever you feel is necessary.
You know what?
I asked her how many glasses.
EB,
thanks
for calling.
And she said, however many that I feel is necessary, whatever marries my heart. I forgot the Bible verse she said, the biblical reference she made, but she said, whatever my heart desires. And I think my heart desires a bottle. A bottle is like maybe four glasses for me, so.
See how people think.
I'm with you.
See how we tend to take things out of context for our own.
Right.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm sure that's not what you're saying. A bottle. That's four glasses equal a bottle.
Four glasses
equal a bottle. And so that's how many my heart desires.
No. You see, this is how people take things out of the Bible and use them out of context.
We're gonna move on.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. And now, let's go back. Can I just say this?
What? We're gonna go back.
Okay, no. Please let me say this. How this whole conversation started because we were announcing the many shows that come on here on Studio W, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. okay. We were talking about Adrian Braxton with Braxton's Back, Coach's Corner, and so many different shows, right? But anyway, and so we said that on Saturday mornings, because tomorrow is, eating as an act of worship ministry show, right? And then the way you came out, it was just pure blasphemy. You said, no, drinking as an act of worship ministries. I said, no. And see, that's how the whole thing started.
Where did you say we were at? I said, where were we at? Number two, you said?
Yep. You were number two.
Number two. I could settle for that. I could do that because Ann's show is pretty good. I told you it's more civil shows on this network.
Yeah, civil. So, yeah, keep that word in mind.
I can take that number two.
Yeah, you can't put that in your show.
The only health conscious thing I said is don't go sleep drunk. That's the only health advice I could give you. And to make sure you hydrate before you drink, multiple drinks of alcohol.
Yeah. But please clarify, that's not what she meant. She didn't mean that you could drink a bottle of wine and that's okay. That's not what she meant.
Listen, they said red wine is good for the heart. They said that. These are facts. I just asked her how, okay, we're going to move on because we run out of time. I just want to talk about Black Messiah. We got mixed up, we was playing these hits from Black Messiah. I was wanting to play those songs, but we ran out of time.
No. We'll give you, guess what? You have some extra time. You have earned extra time. And if you want
what's
me to.
What's the extra time? How much?
Well, it depends on how nice you are. Why don't we kick this thing off with D'Angelo?
We honoring Black Messiah's third anniversary, so y'all get into these tunes.
I didn't hear that something at a thing.